Practice 11, Interviewing Hemingway. Part B. Listen to these sentences. 1. All the guests should leave their keys at reception before leaving the hotel. 2. Is the lift going up or down? 3. The newspaper reporters interviewed the minister. 4. The rain spoiled our day's outing. 5. I send all the cuttings about the theater, including some reviews. 6. She will make a good wife. Part C. Listen to the story. Did I ever tell you about interviewing Hemingway? Jack Pollard asks. It's a story worth an outing once in a while. I was in London working for the Consolidated Press, he says. I saw in the papers that Hemingway was in town. I thought he'd make a good interview, so I went up to the Savoy and asked at the reception for his room number. They gave it to me. I went up in the lift and knocked on the door. He opens it, and I said, "I'd like to interview you, Mr. Hemingway." In I went, and I got a good piece. He gave me his address in Cuba to send the cuttings to.
Part D. True or False? 1. The author of the story is most likely a reporter. 2. Someone told the author that Hemingway was in London. 3. The author wanted to interview Hemingway. 4. The people at reception told the author Hemingway's room number. 5. The author walked upstairs and knocked on the door. 6. Hemingway was not in the room. 7. The author waited for a long time and met Hemingway in the end. 8. Hemingway told the author his address in Cuba.
Part E. Multiple choice. 1. How did the author know that Hemingway was in London? 2. What did the author ask for at reception? 3. How did the author go up to Hemingway's room? 4. Who opened the door for the author? 5. Why did Hemingway give the author his address in Cuba?
Part F. Listening and Writing. 1. Did I ever tell you about interviewing Hemingway? 2. The story is worth an outing. 3. He would make a good interview. 4. I went up to the Savoy. 5. I knocked on the door. 6. I'd like to interview you. 7. I got a good piece. 8. He gave me his address in Cuba.